This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information and to find out how you can volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Peter Yearsley. Domestic Cookery, Useful Recipes, and Hints to Young Housekeepers by Elizabeth E. Lee. Section 6. Bread, etc. As bread is the most important article of food, great care is necessary in making it, and much judgment, as the weather changes so often. In warm weather, the rising should be mixed with water nearly cold. If there should be a spell of damp weather in the summer, have it slightly warm and set it to rise on a table in the kitchen. In winter, it should be mixed with warm water, and left on the warm hearth all night. If the yeast is fresh, a small quantity will do. If several weeks old, it will take more. If you use dry yeast, let it soak 15 minutes, and put in a teaspoonful of salaeratus to prevent it from getting sour. Light bread, baking in a stove, etc. For 2 loaves of bread, thicken 1 quart of water with flour, till it will just pour easily. Put in 1 tablespoonful of salt, and 1/2 teacup of yeast. This should be done in the evening. If the weather is cold, set it where it will be warm all night, but if warm, it will rise on a table in the kitchen. If it should not be light in the morning, and the water settles on the top, stir in 1 little more yeast, and set it in 1 pan of hot water for 1 few minutes. Knead in flour till it is nearly as stiff as pie crust, and let it rise again. Have your baking pans greased, and when it is light, mould out the bread, and put it in them. Set it by the fire, covered with a cloth, till it begins to crack on the top, when it is light enough to bake. To bake in a stove requires care to turn it frequently. If it browns too fast at first, leave the door open 1 little while. A thick loaf will bake in 1 hour, and 1 small one in 1 less time. In trying the heat of a stove, drop 1 few drops of water on the top. If it boils gently, it is in good order, and the heat should be kept at this point. To bake a Dutch oven loaf. If you wish to make a large loaf, it will take 3 pints of water, more than 1/2 teacup of yeast, and 2 spoonsful of salt. When the rising is light, knead it up, have the Dutch oven greased, put it in, and set it near the fire, but not so near that it will scald. When it rises so as to crack on the top, set the oven on coals. Have the lid hot, cut the loaf slightly across the top, dividing it in 4, stick it with 1 fork, and put the lid on. When it is on 1 few minutes, see that it does not bake too fast. It should have but little heat at the bottom, and the coals on the top should be renewed frequently. Turn the oven round occasionally. If baked slowly, it will take 1.5 hours. When done, wrap it in 1 large cloth till it gets cold. To bake in 1 brick oven. If you have 1 large family, or board the labourers of 1 farm, it is necessary to have 1 brick oven, so as to bake but 2 times a week. And to persons that understand the management of them, it is much the easiest way. If you arrange everything with judgment, 1/2 dozen loaves of bread, as many pies or puddings, rusk, rolls, or biscuit, may be baked at the same time. Some persons knead up their bread overnight in winter. To do this, the sponge should be made up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. If you wish to put corn flour in your bread, scald 1 quart of it to 6 loaves, and work it in the flour that you are going to stir in the rising. To make 6 loaves of bread, you should have 3 quarts of water and 1 teacup of yeast. Scalded corn flour, or boiled mashed potatoes, assists bread to rise very much in cold weather. Have 1 quart of potatoes well boiled and rolled fine with 1 rolling pin on your cake board. Mix them well in the rising after it is light. If the oven is not ready, move the bread to 1 cool place. If the bread is sour before you mould it out, mix a heaped teaspoon of saleratus in a little water. Spread out the bread on the board, dust a little flour on it, and spread the saleratus and water over, and work it well through. This quite takes away the sour taste, but if the bread is made of good lively yeast, it seldom requires it. Let it rise in the pans about half an hour. Many persons that make their own bread are in the constant practice of using saleratus, putting in the rising for 6 loaves a heaped teaspoonful, dissolved in a little warm water. In this there is no disadvantage, and it ensures sweet bread, and it will also answer in making rolls or light cakes. Common-sized loaves will bake in an hour in the brick oven. If they slip easily in the pans, and upon breaking a little piece from the side it rises from the pressure of the finger, it is done. But if it should not rise, put it back again. When the bread is taken out of the oven, wrap it in a cloth till quite cold. You should have a large tin vessel with holes in the top to keep bread in. In this way it will be moist at the end of the week in cool weather. Coarse brown flour, or middlings, makes very sweet light bread by putting in scalded corn meal, say to 2 loaves half a pint, and is also good to use for breakfast made as buckwheat cakes. Directions for heating a brick oven, etc. It is very important to have good oven wood split fine, and the oven filled with it as soon as the baking is out. By this precaution it is always ready and dry. Early in the morning take out half of the wood, and spread the remainder over the oven, in such a way as it will take fire easily. Light a few sticks in the fire, and put them in. When it burns well, turn the wood about, and occasionally add more, till it is all in. When it is burnt to coals, stir them about well with a long-handed shovel made for the purpose. When it looks bright on the top and sides, it is hot enough. Let the coals lay all over the bottom till near the time of putting in the bread, when draw them to the mouth, as it is apt to get cool the quickest. If you have biscuit to bake, put some of the coals on one side near the front, as they require a quick heat, and should be put in immediately after the coals are taken out. They will bake in 15 or 20 minutes. When all the coals are taken out, if the bottom of the oven sparkles, it is very hot, and should wait a few minutes. But if not, you may put in the bread first, and then the pies. If you have a plain rice pudding to bake, it should be put in the middle of the front, and have 2 or 3 shovels of coal put around it, if the oven is rather cool. Close the oven with a wooden stopper made to fit it. After they have been in a few minutes, see that they do not brown too fast. If so, keep the stopper down a little while. Pies made of green fruit will bake in 3/4 of an hour, but if the fruit has been stewed, 1/2 hour will be long enough. Rusk or rolls take about 1/2 hour to bake in a brick oven. If you should have to open the oven very often before the bread is done, put in a few shovels of coals and shut it up. When all is taken out, fill the oven with wood ready for the next baking. There is nothing in any department of cooking that gives more satisfaction to a young housekeeper than to have accomplished what is called a good baking. Graham bread. Take 6 quarts of unbolted flour, 1 teacup of good yeast, and 6 spoonsful of molasses. Mix them with 1 pint of milk, warm water, and 1 teaspoonful of saleratus. Make a hole in the flour, and stir this mixture in it, till it is like batter. Then proceed as with fine flour. Mould it, when light, into 4 loaves. Have your oven hotter than for other bread, and bake it fully 1 hour and a half. It is an excellent article of diet for dyspeptic and sedentary persons. Dyspepsy bread. This is 3/4 unbolted flour, and the remaining 1/4 common flour, and is risen and made as other light bread, but should be baked rather more. Yeast. It is important to those that make their own bread to make their own yeast, or they cannot judge of its strength. The best is the old-fashioned hop yeast, which will keep for 6 weeks in winter. Put a pint of hops in a pot with a quart of water. Cover it tightly, and let it boil slowly for half an hour. Strain it while boiling hot on a pint of flour, and a heaped tablespoonful of salt. Stir it well, and let it stand till nearly cool, when put in a teacupful of good yeast. If it is not sweet, put in a little saleratus, just as you stir it in. Keep it in a warm place till it rises, when put in a stone jug, and cork it tightly. Keep it in a cool place in summer, but do not let it freeze in winter. Shake it before you use any. When your yeast jug is empty, fill it with water and let it soak. Wash it well, and if it should smell sour, rinse it with saleratus water. If you have a garden, raise your own hops by all means. Pick them by the 1st of September, or they will lose their strength. Dry them on sheets spread on the garret floor. If you buy hops, choose light green ones, with the yellow dust about them. Brown hops have generally stayed too long on the vines. Another method. Put 2 hands full of hops into 3 pints of water. Let it boil to 1 quart. When cold, strain it onto a pint of best flour, a tablespoonful of salt, 1/2 pint of sugar house molasses, and a teacup of good yeast. As it rises, skim off the top several times. When the yeast looks white, bottle it up tight, and it will keep for several weeks. Corn flour dry yeast. Put a large handful of good hops in 1 quart of water. Cover it close, and let it boil nearly half away, when strain it over corn flour. It must all be wet, but not so soft as for bread. Put in a large spoonful of salt and mix it well. When about milk warm, put in 2 tablespoonsful of yeast. Observe that the yeast is lively. Rub it through with your hands. It must be so stiff as just to stick together. Set it in a warm place to rise, which it should do in a few hours. When light, rub in more corn flour and scatter it in dishes very thin, or put it on a cloth on a large waiter, spread thinly. It should be dried quickly, or it may turn sour, either in the sun, which is best, or a warm stove room. Stir it over frequently. When perfectly dry, cover it close, either in a jar or wooden box, and keep it in a dry closet. Select a sunny day, and begin early in the morning, as by this method you may have your yeast dry by night. 1/2 teacupful is enough for 2 loaves of wheat bread. It should be soaked in water some minutes before using it, and it is generally best to put in 1/2 teaspoonful of saleratus, as dry yeast is more apt to turn sour than the liquid yeast. Some good housekeepers use this yeast where hops are scarce, and it answers very well. It will keep good 6 weeks or 2 months. Potato yeast. Boil 4 large potatoes with 1 teacupful of hops, tied loosely in a bag. Mash the potatoes in a pan with 1 spoonful of salt and 4 of flour. Pour the hop water on it and mix all together. When nearly cold, put in 2 tablespoonsful of yeast. Put it in 1 quart jar and let it rise. It will do to use in 5 or 6 hours. This yeast is much weaker than the first recipe, but it has this advantage, that with 1 pint of it you may knead up 4 loaves of bread at night without making rising. It is best to make this yeast once a week, always being careful to have the jar sweet before you put it in. Potato yeast with sugar. To about 1 quart of potatoes, boiled and made thin enough with warm water to pass through a sieve, add, when cold, 1 teacupful of sugar, 1 tablespoonful of salt, and 1 gill of common yeast. This is a quick yeast, but will not keep so long as those before mentioned. Dry yeast. Put 1 pint of hops in 1/2 gallon of water. Cover it close and boil it down to 1/2. Strain it over flour enough to make a thick batter. When nearly cold, put in a teacup of yeast and 3 tablespoonsful of salt. When well risen, work in as much corn meal as will make it as stiff as biscuit dough. Add 1 spoonful of sugar and 1 of ginger. When it rises again, make it out into little cakes, which must be dried in the shade and turned twice a day. If made in dry weather, this yeast will keep for several months, and is useful when hops are scarce. It should be kept in a tight box or a bag hung up in a dry place. Milk yeast. If you have no yeast, you may make some with milk to rise with. Take a pint of new milk and stir in it 2 teaspoonsful of salt and 1/2 teacup of flour. Keep it moderately warm by the fire, and it will lighten in about an hour. Stir in flour enough to make a large loaf of bread, with more milk or water. This yeast should be used immediately, and will do to lighten hop yeast. To thicken 1/2 gallon of water with 1/4 pound of sugar, a little salt and flour, makes very good yeast when you cannot get hops. It will do to use in a day. Superior Boiled Milk Rolls. Boil 1 quart of new milk. Pour it on 1 quart of flour while boiling hot, and stir it well. When nearly cold, add 2 teaspoonsful of salt, 2 tablespoonsful of lard, and 1/2 teacup of good yeast. Set it in a warm place to rise for about 2 hours. When light, work flour in it on the cake board, and when quite smooth, mould it out into rolls, and put them in a baking pan, which has been rubbed with lard or butter. Set them in a warm place to rise again. If the weather is warm, on a table in the kitchen, but if cold, set them by the fire. When light, put them in a cool place till you're ready to bake. They should have a moderate heat, and will bake in 1/2 hour. In winter, they may be moulded out and placed in the bake pan overnight for breakfast, or some hours before wanted for tea, and kept in a cool place till 1/2 hour before baking, when set them near the stove to rise up. With the addition of nutmeg and sugar, you may make nice rusk. Egg rolls. Boil 1 quart of new milk with 1/4 pound of butter, the same of lard, and a little salt. Beat up 2 eggs and pour the boiling milk on them, stirring all the time. When nearly cold, add 1 teacup of yeast and as much wheat flour as will make it a thick batter. When quite light, knead it up as bread and let it lighten before moulding out. Grease the pans and bake them with a moderate heat. A little sugar and water rubbed on just before baking rolls makes them glossy. Soft rolls. Rub 2 ounces of butter into 2 pounds of flour. Stir in as much boiling milk as will make a soft dough. When cold enough, add 1/2 teacup of yeast and a little salt. Beat it well with a spoon and let it rise as long as bread. Mould them out in pans and bake as other rolls. Water rolls. Make a rising of 1 quart of warm water, a little salt, 1 teacup of yeast, 2 spoonsful of butter and flour. Let this rise and knead it with as much flour as will make a soft dough, and work it well. When it has risen again, mould it out and bake 1/2 hour. A nice griddle cake may be made by rolling this out and baking it on the griddle or dripping pan of a stove. Potato rolls. Boil potatoes enough to make 1 quart when mashed, which should be done with a rolling pin on a cake board. Mix these with 1 gallon of flour, 1 spoonful of butter, 1 of lard, and some salt. Stir in water sufficient to make dough, not quite so stiff as for light bread, and 1 teacup of yeast. Knead it for 1/2 hour, and set it to rise. When it is light, set it away in a cold place, and as you require it, cut off a piece, mould it in little cakes, and let them rise 1 hour before baking. These rolls will keep several days in cold weather. If the dough should get sour, mix in some saleratus. Another way. Boil 1 quart of pared potatoes. Pour off the water, mash them, add 1/2 pint of sweet milk, warmed, and 1 small tablespoonful of salt. Stir well and pour it scalding hot into 1 quart of flour. Add cold milk enough to make it the right consistence for rising. Stir in 1/2 teacup of yeast, a and set it by to rise. It will soon be light, and is then to be made into dough, with shortened flour, as other rolls, and made out into cakes. And after standing in a warm place to become light again, which should not take long, bake with rather a quick heat. These rolls may be eaten warmed over. Mush rolls without milk or eggs. When milk is scarce, or for a change, you may make good rolls with mush. Take a pint of corn meal, pour on it 3 pints of boiling water, stirring it as you pour. Put in 3 ounces of lard, a tablespoonful of salt, and when milk warm, put in 2 tablespoonsful of yeast. Then mix in wheat flour, and make it a soft dough. Cover the pan close, set it in a warm place till it begins to rise. As soon as light, set it in a cold place. Mould them out an hour before you bake them, and allow them to rise in the dripping pan. It will do to bake in a large cake rolled out. Twist rolls. Boil a pint of milk, put in a small lump of butter and a little salt. Beat up an egg and put in, when nearly cold, with a spoonful of yeast and some flour. When light, knead in more flour to make it quite stiff. Work it well, and let it rise again. Grease a Dutch oven or spider, flour your hands, and roll it out in rings, or round several times, a little higher in the middle. They will be nearly all crust, and suit delicate persons that cannot eat other warm bread. French rolls. To 1 quart of sweet milk, boiled and cooled, 1/2 pound of butter, 1/2 teacup of yeast, a little salt, and flour enough to make a soft dough. Beat up the milk, butter, and yeast in the middle of the flour. Let it stand till light, in a warm place. Then work it up with the whites of 2 eggs, beaten light. Let it rise again, then mould out into long rolls. Let them stand on the board or table to lighten an hour or two. Then grease your pans and bake in an oven or stove. Bread rolls. In the morning, when your bread is light, take as much as would make 1 loaf. Pour boiling water on 1/2 pint of cornmeal. Stir it well. Add a little salt. Spread open the dough and work in the mush, with the addition of a tablespoonful of lard or butter, and a little flour. Work well and mould out, placing them in your pans, and set them in a moderately warm place to lighten for tea. Bake in a stove if the weather is cold. This dough will keep 2 days, and may be baked as you need them. Maryland biscuit. Rub 1/2 pound of lard into 3 pounds of flour. Put in a spoonful of salt, 1 teacup of cream, and water sufficient to make it into a stiff dough. Divide it into 2 parts, and work each well, till it will break off short, and is smooth. Some pound it with an iron hammer or axe. Cut it up in small pieces, and work them into little round cakes. Give them a slight roll with the rolling pin, and stick them. Bake them in a Dutch oven, brick oven, or dripping pan of a stove, with a quick heat. These biscuits are very nice for tea, either hot or cold. Light biscuit. Boil 1 quart of milk, and when nearly cold, stir it in the middle of your pan of flour, with 2 spoonsful of yeast and 1 of butter and salt. Let it lighten for 2 or 3 hours. Knead the flour in it, and let it rise again. A little while before you bake, roll it out, and cut it with the top of your dredging box. Let them rise a few minutes in the dripping pan. Salaeratus biscuit. Warm 1 quart of sweet milk, and put in it 1/2 teaspoonful of salaeratus, and 1 heaped spoonful of lard or butter, and 1/2 spoonful of salt. Pour this in as much flour as will make a stiff dough. Work it 1/4 hour, mould and bake them as other biscuit. Quick biscuit. Rub 1 small tablespoon of lard into 1 quart of flour, and mix in 2 teaspoonsful of finely powdered cream of tartar, with 1 teaspoonful of salt. Put 1 teaspoonful of supercarbonate of soda in 1 pint of warm milk. Work it in, and make the paste of ordinary consistence for biscuit or pie crust, adding flour or milk, if either is needed. Make it out in biscuit form, or roll it about 1/2 inch thick, and cut in shapes. Bake them about 20 minutes. Tea biscuit. Melt 1/2 pound of butter in 1 quart of warm milk. add a spoonful of salt, sift 2 pounds of flour, make a hole in the center, put in 3 tablespoonsful of yeast, add the milk and butter, make a stiff paste. When quite light, knead it well, roll it out 1 inch thick, cut with a tumbler, prick them with a fork, bake in buttered pans with a quick heat, split and butter before sending them to table. Dyspepsy biscuit. Make them as Maryland biscuit, except that instead of either lard or butter, you must use a portion of rich cream. Beat or work them well, and roll them moderately thin. Saleratus cake. Warm 1 pint of buttermilk. Put in it 1 teaspoonful of powdered saleratus, and 1 piece of lard the size of 1 egg. Stir it into flour till it is a soft dough, roll it out, and bake it on the griddle or in the dripping pan of a stove. If you have no sour milk, put 1 tablespoonful of vinegar in sweet milk. Wafer cakes. Rub 1/2 pound of lard into 2 pounds and a half of flour, add 1 little salt, and water sufficient to make a stiff dough. Work it well for 1/2 hour. Make it in small round lumps, and roll these until they are as thin as possible. Bake them with 1 slow heat, and they will look almost white. These are nice cakes for tea, either hot or cold. Short cake. To 3 quarts of flour, take 3/4 of a pound of lard and 1 spoonful of salt. Rub the lard in the flour, and put in cold water. Sufficient to make a stiff dough. Roll it out without working in thin cakes. Have the bake iron hot, flour it, and bake with 1 quick heat. When 1 side is brown, turn and bake the other. When baked in the dripping pan of a stove, they do without turning. You may cut them in round cakes if you choose. Some use 1/2 milk and 1/2 water. In that case, less lard is required. Cold water muffins. Sift 1 quart of flour, add to it 1 little salt, 1 large spoonful of yeast. Beat the white of 1 fresh egg to 1 froth. After mixing the flour up with cold water into 1 soft dough, add 1 egg. Set it in 1 moderately warm place. Next morning, beat it well with 1 spoon, put it on the bake iron in round cakes. When 1 side is nicely brown, turn them. Keep them hot till sent to table. Split and butter them. If you wish to have muffins for tea, they should be made up early in the morning. Smith muffins. Boil 1 quart of new milk. Have 3 pounds of flour, 3 eggs well beaten, 1/4 pound of lard, 1 tablespoonful of salt. Rub the lard in the flour, and while the milk is still warm, but not hot, stir it in the flour, put in the eggs, and 1 teacup of good yeast. Beat all well, and set them in 1 warm place to rise. When light, they should be set in 1 cool place till you are ready to bake them, which should be in rings, or round cakes on the bake iron, in 1 Dutch oven, or the dripping pan of 1 stove. Butter just as you send them to table. If the batter is kept in 1 cold place, it will keep good for 2 days in winter. Before baking muffins or any kind of light cakes, taste the batter, and if at all sour, put in 1 small portion of saleratus, previously dissolved in hot water. In this way, superior muffins may be made. Mansfield muffins. Take 1 quart of milk, 3 eggs, 1/4 pound of butter or lard, 1 teacup of yeast, and flour to make 1 soft dough. Beat the whites of the eggs alone, the yolks with the milk. Melt the butter and stir it in after all is mixed. Bake them in rings or in round cakes on the griddle. Split and butter before sending them to table. Rice muffins. Pour 1 quart of milk on 4 heaped spoonsful of rice flour, stir it well, and put in 1 little salt and wheat flour to make it 1 proper thickness, 2 eggs, and 2 spoonfuls of yeast. Allow it 4 hours to rise and bake in rings, or thin it and bake as batter cakes. Muffins. Warm 1 pint of milk, and stir into it 1 pound and 1/4 of flour. 1 quart of flour is about equal to 1 pound and 1/4. And 2 eggs, the yolks beaten with the batter, the whites alone. Mix with these 2 spoonsful of lively yeast and 1 little salt. Let them rise, and when you are nearly ready to bake them, stir in 1 large spoonful of melted butter. Butter the rings and bake on 1 griddle or in the dripping pan of 1 stove. split and butter before sending them to table. Mush muffins. Make a quart of mush, put into it a lump of butter or lard the size of 2 eggs and a little salt previously to making the mush. Have ready a pint of light rising, stir into it a pint of new milk and the mush, with as much wheat flour as will make it a very thick batter. Let it rise 4 or 5 hours, and when light set it in a cold place till you are ready to bake. Dip a spoon in water each time, and put the batter on the griddle in small cakes, or bake in rings. You may make it a little stiffer and roll it out to bake in large cakes. If it should sour, put in a little salaeratus. If you have no milk, water will do instead. They will be nice toasted. A loaf of muffin batter. Stir into a pint of mush a small lump of butter, a little salt, a pint of milk, and wheat flour to make a thick batter. Stir into it 1/2 teacup of yeast and let it rise. When it is light, butter a pan, pour it in and bake. Eat it hot at breakfast or supper. It will bake in a shallow pan in 1/2 hour. If in a deep vessel, allow more time. Boiled milk muffins. Boil 1 quart of new milk and pour it boiling hot on as much flour as will make a thick batter. Put in 1 tablespoonful of butter and the same of lard, 2 teaspoonsful of salt, 1/2 teacup of yeast, 1 egg beaten. Allow time to rise from 6 to 8 hours. When perfectly light, set them in a cool place till you are ready to bake, when you may use rings or not as you please, but be sure to butter the rings. Cream muffins. Take 1 quart of sour cream and 2 eggs well beaten, 1 teaspoonful of salt. Stir the eggs into the cream gradually. Add sifted flour enough to make a thick batter. Dissolve 1 teaspoonful of salaeratus in as much vinegar as will cover it, and stir it in at the last. Bake in small cakes on the griddle or in muffin rings in the dripping pan of a stove. Waffles. Make a batter of 1.5 pounds of flour, 1/4 pound of melted butter, and 2 large spoonsful of yeast. Put in 3 eggs, the whites and yolks beaten separately. Mix it with 1 quart of milk, and put in the butter just before you bake. Allow it 4 hours to rise. Grease the waffle irons, fill them with the batter, bake them on a bed of coals. When they have been on the fire 2 or 3 minutes, turn the waffle irons over. When brown on both sides, they are sufficiently baked. The waffle irons should be well greased with lard and very hot before each one is put in. The waffles should be buttered as soon as cooked. Serve them up with powdered white sugar and cinnamon. Quick waffles. Take 1 pint of milk and beat into it 3 eggs and enough wheat flour to make a thick batter. Add 1 tablespoonful of melted butter and 1 little salt. Bake them immediately. Some persons add 2 tablespoonsful of sugar and 1 little cinnamon. Others dust loaf sugar and cinnamon or nutmeg over each waffle as it is baked. Rice waffles. To 6 spoonsful of soft boiled rice, add 2 teacups of water or milk and some salt. Stir in 3 teacups of ground rice and bake as other waffles. Flannel cakes. Warm 1 quart of milk, put in 1 spoonful of butter, 1 little salt, and 2 eggs well beaten. Stir in flour till it is 1 thin batter, and 2 spoonsful of yeast. Beat all well together, adding the eggs at the last. Allow it 5 hours to rise, and bake it on the griddle in cakes, the size of a breakfast plate. Do not butter them till you send them to the table. Mush flannel cakes. Mix 1 pint of corn mush with 2 of wheat flour, 1 spoonful of butter or lard, 2 eggs, and 1/2 teacup of yeast. Make it in a batter with water or milk, and bake like buckwheat cakes. Bread batter cakes. Soak slices of stale bread in cold sweet milk for 1/2 hour, then put it over the fire and let it come to a boil, and mash it well. When nearly cool, add wheat flour enough to make a stiff batter. Beat this together with 2 eggs, 1 teaspoonful of salt, and 1 tablespoonful of good yeast. Let it rise and bake as buckwheat cakes. If light before you're ready, set them in a cold place. Buttermilk cakes. You may make a very good batter cake without eggs. To a quart of buttermilk, put a piece of lard the size of an egg. Warm them together and stir in a teaspoonful of salaeratus. Make it in a thin batter with flour. Beat it a few minutes and bake it as other cakes. Buckwheat cakes. Take a quart of buckwheat flour, half a pint of wheat flour, and a spoonful of salt. Make them into a thick batter, milk warm water. Put in a half teacup of yeast, and beat it well. Set it by the fire to rise, and if it should be light before you are ready to bake, put a teacup of cold water on the top, to prevent it from running over. If it should get sour, pour in a teaspoonful of salaeratus dissolved in hot water just before you bake. It is best to make them up quite thick, and thin them with a little warm water before you bake. Butter them just as you send them to table. If you can get brewer's yeast, it is much better for buckwheat cakes. In very cold weather, they may be kept made up for several days and baked as required. Sally Lunn. Warm a quart of milk with a quarter of a pound of butter and a heaped spoonful of sugar. Beat up 3 eggs and put in with a little salt, and flour enough to make it stiffer than pound cake. Beat it well, put in a teacup of yeast, and let it rise. Butter a fluted pan and pour it in. Bake it in a quick oven. Slice and butter it. If you wish tea at 6 o'clock, set it to rise at 10 in the morning. Bake it an hour. Buttermilk batter cakes. Soak pieces of dry stale bread in a quart of buttermilk until soft. Break in 2 eggs, add a little butter or lard, and salt and flour enough to make it stick together. Beat it well, add a teaspoonful of salaeratus dissolved in warm water. Thin it with a little sweet milk, and bake as other batter cakes. They may be prepared in a short time. Toast. Cut your bread, which is better to be stale, in tolerably thick slices. Brown it slowly before the fire on each side. You may either butter it dry, or mix butter in water with a little salt added, and after making it boiling hot, pour over each slice as you send it to table. A dish of milk toast for breakfast. Boil a quart of rich milk, take it off, and stir in 1/2 pound of fresh butter, mixed with a small spoonful of flour. Let it again come to a boil. Have ready a dish of toast. Pour it from a spoon over each piece, and what remains pour over the whole. Keep it covered and hot till you send to table. General remarks on making bread of Indian corn meal. A wooden spoon with a long handle is the best for stirring and mixing the bread or cakes. It requires more salt than other bread, and should be well mixed or beaten. If it is mixed overnight, it should generally be done with cold water, and set in the cellar or some cool place in summer. In winter it requires rather a warmer place to stand. It sours more easily than bread made of other flour. In the morning, if you find that it is at all acid, dissolve 1/2 teaspoonful of salaeratus in warm water, and stir it just before it is put to bake. Where milk is used, it should be baked immediately, and the richer the milk, the more palatable it is. Whatever you bake this bread in should be well greased first, as it is more apt to adhere to the oven than some other kinds of flour. It should bake with a quick heat. When you buy salaeratus, pound it fine, put it in a wide-mouthed bottle, and cork it tight. Some persons keep it dissolved in water, but you cannot judge of the strength of it so well. Cornmeal porridge. Put on to boil in a saucepan 1/4 of milk. Mix a small teacup of cornmeal with 1/2 pint of cold water. Let it settle, and pour off what swims on the top. Then stir it in well to keep it from being lumpy. Let it boil only a few minutes. Add salt to taste. This makes a good breakfast for children, and is a light diet for an invalid. It can be seasoned with sugar. Mush, mush cakes, and fried mush. Mush will keep for several days in cool weather. The best way of making it is to have a pot of boiling water and stir in cornmeal mixed with water and salt enough to season the whole. Let it boil, and if it is not thick enough, you can add more meal. Keep stirring all the time to prevent it from being lumpy. It should boil an hour. To make the cakes, take a quart of cold mush, mix in it half a pint of wheat flour and a little butter or lard. Make it out in little cakes with your hands. Flour them, and bake them on a griddle or in a dripping pan. Fried mush is a good plain dessert, eaten with sugar and cream. Cut the cold mush in slices, half an inch thick, or make them into small cakes. Dip them in flour and fry them in hot lard. Journey cake. Pour boiling water on a quart of meal. Put in a little lard and salt, and mix it well. Have an oak board with a rim of iron at the bottom, and an iron handle fastened to it, that will prop it up to the fire. Put some of the dough on it, dip your hand in cold water and smooth it over. Score it with a knife, and set it before coals to bake. Corn batter cakes. Take a quart of good milk, 3 eggs, a little salt, and as much sifted cornmeal as will make a thin batter. Beat all well together with a spoonful of wheat flour to keep them from breaking. Bake in small cakes. Keep them hot, and butter just as you send to table. Another way to make corn batter cakes is to take a quart of cornmeal, 2 eggs, a small lump of butter or lard, and mix it up with milk or half water if milk is scarce, and bake them either thin or thick. Rice cakes. Take a pint of soft boiled rice, a pint of milk, a little salt, and as much cornmeal as will make a thin batter, with 2 eggs. Beat all together, and bake as corn batter cakes, or make it thicker and bake it in a pan. Corn bannock. To 1 quart of sour milk, put a teaspoonful of saleratus dissolved in water. Warm the milk slightly, beat up an egg, and put in cornmeal enough to make it as thick as pudding batter, and some salt. Grease a pan and bake it, or you may put it in 6 or 8 saucers. Virginia pone. Beat 3 eggs and stir them in a quart of milk with a little salt, a spoonful of melted butter, and as much sifted cornmeal as will make it as thick as corn batter cakes. Grease the pans and bake quick. Lightened pone. Take 1/2 gallon of cornmeal and pour boiling water on 1/3 of it. Mix it together with warm water till it is a thick batter. Put in 2 tablespoonsful of lively yeast and 1 of salt. Stir it well and set it by the fire to rise. When it begins to open on the top, grease the Dutch oven and put it to bake, or bake it in a pan in a stove. Cold water pone. Make a stiff batter with 1 quart of Indian meal, cold water, and a little salt. Work it well with the hand. Grease a pan or oven and bake it 3/4 hour. Eat it hot at dinner or with milk at supper. Indian bread with buttermilk. To 1 quart of buttermilk, slightly warmed, put 1 teaspoonful of saleratus dissolved in water, 2 eggs, well beaten, 1 tablespoonful of melted butter or lard, 1 little salt. Stir in with 1 spoon as much Indian meal as will make a thick batter. Beat it for 1 few minutes. Grease your pans, and bake quickly. If you bake this quantity in 2 pans, 1/2 hour will be sufficient, or if in 1, it will take 1 hour. Look at it often while baking, as it is liable to burn. An excellent recipe. Little Indian cakes. Put 1 spoonful of lard in 1 quart of meal, and 2 teaspoonsful of salt. Pour boiling water on 1/2 the meal, stir it, then add as much cold water as will enable you to make it out in cakes of a convenient size. Bake on the bake iron over the fire. Maryland corn cakes. Mix 1 pint of cornmeal with rich milk, 1 little salt, and 1 egg. It should be well beaten with 1 spoon, and made thin enough to pour on the iron. Take in cakes the size of 1 breakfast plate, butter, and send them hot to table. A Virginia hoe cake. Pour warm water on 1 quart of Indian meal. Stir in 1 spoonful of lard or butter, some salt. Make it stiff, and work it for 10 minutes. Have a board about the size of 1 barrel head, or the middle piece of the head will answer. Wet the board with water, and spread on the dough with your hand. Place it before the fire, prop it aslant with 1 flat iron. bake it slowly. When one side is nicely brown, take it up and turn it, by running a thread between the cake and the board. Then put it back and let the other side brown. These cakes used to be baked in Virginia on a large iron hoe, from whence they derive their name. Batter bread with yeast. Rub a piece of butter, the size of an egg, into a quart of corn meal. Add a little salt. Make it in a batter with two eggs and some new milk. Add a spoonful of yeast. Set it by the fire an hour to rise. Butter little pans and bake with a quick heat. Carolina corn rolls. Take a pint of corn meal. Pour over it sufficient boiling water to make a very stiff dough, then add a tablespoonful of salt, and permit it to stand until about milk warm. Work it well with the hand, then make out the rolls of an oblong shape, and bake them from 1/2 to 3/4 hour, according to their size. The addition of a small lump of butter or lard is an improvement. If they are rightly made, they will split on the top in baking, and can be eaten by those who cannot partake of other preparations made of corn flour. Mixed bread. Put a little salt and a spoonful of yeast into a quart of flour. Make it sufficiently soft with cornmeal gruel. Let it rise. Bake in a mould. New England hasty pudding, or stirabout. Boil 3 quarts of water in an iron pot. Mix 1 pint of Indian meal in cold water, and make it thin enough to pour easily. When the water boils, pour it in. Stir well with a wooden stick kept for the purpose. It takes about 1 hour to boil. Salt to your taste. Stir in dry meal to make it thick enough, beating it all the time. Eat with milk or molasses, or butter and sugar. This is said to be a wholesome diet for dyspeptic patients, and makes a good meal for children. Corn muffins. Warm 3 pints of milk, and stir into it as much corn meal as will make it as thick as pudding batter. Add 2 handfuls of wheat flour, 2 teaspoonsful of salt, 3 eggs, and 1 teacup of yeast. Beat the whole well together, and let it rise about 6 hours, when bake as other muffins. Soaked crackers for tea. Pour boiling water on crackers, put in some butter and a little salt, cover them close, and keep them warm till tea is ready. If you have milk, boil it, and pour over instead of water. This is easily prepared. End of section 6.